Test 76, Section 3, Question 17. Here we're just looking for what's most strongly supported by the information above, and it's about the ostrich farming. So you need a lot less acreage than cattle farming for ostriches, and they reproduce much faster. Starting out in cattle ranch, you need a large herd of cows, one bull and at least 2 acres per cow, 2 pairs of yearling ostriches, and 1 acre enough to begin. Startup costs for ostrich farming are greater, but it can eventually bring in as much as 5 times what cattle ranching does. So this is kind of an interesting thing here, because it's saying ostrich farming requires less acreage, and they reproduce faster. But then it says starting out in cattle requires a big herd of cows and a bull. By contrast, 2 pairs of yearling ostriches and 1 acre are similar, are enough to begin ostrich farming. But then it says the startup costs for ostrich farming are greater. So here I was sort of like, that's a bit odd. That stands out because it sounds like you don't need as much, but apparently the startup costs are higher. So even though you need less land and fewer ostriches, somehow the startup costs are higher. So that's the thing that's probably worth noting here. Anytime you see something out of the ordinary, pay attention to that. Because it seemed like the passage was suggesting that, well, it's easier to start cattle farming. So we need less acreage and fewer ostriches, but for some reason the startup costs are greater. So I want something that's supported by this. A, 2 pairs of yearling ostriches are more expensive than a herd of cows and a bull. And we do have evidence for that, because it's saying if the startup costs are higher, even though you need less land and fewer animals, then it does suggest that the animals themselves are more expensive. Cattle ranching is not a good source of income. We don't know whether it is or isn't. We just know that eventually ostrich farming can bring 5 times. A cow consumes no more feed than an ostrich does. Well, no, we don't have to. We don't have information that it doesn't. In fact, if anything, maybe it does. But we don't really have any direct information either way. The average ostrich farm generates almost 5 times as much profit. Problem here is it's the average one. And all we know is it can eventually bring in as much. So that's kind of a maximum, not an average. And then ostrich farmers typically lose money during their first year. We don't have any proof that they lose money during their first year. And so, therefore, A is going to be our correct answer. But you did, if you notice, have to catch that odd thing in the passage. So that's what we'll take with answer choice A.